The best thing we can do with our young sons at 14 or 15 years of age is to just get them reading the Word of God first, but have them share a little bit in family worship as well. I started with my son when he was about 13 or 14 years of age, giving him a book in the Bible and saying, "Son, here, start with 1 Samuel chapter 1. Read the Bible to us and then explain what it means. Use a few commentaries here to help yourself understand what this passage is saying. And then once you've explained what it means to us, try to apply it to us. Give us some application. Tell us how we can use this word to increase our faith and to strengthen us and to encourage us to walk in the will of God today as a family." So I've taught my son how to do that over the last 6 or 7 or 8 years. And by the time he's 21 years of age, he's able to do it with others himself. In fact, recently he's been calling a cousin who is having trouble with drugs and other things. And now this young man has come to really be interested in the Word of God. And my son is walking through Spurgeon's Power in the Blood, a little book with him. And it's been a wonderful time of discipling others. Once your son is able to disciple, once he's able to walk beside others and tell them, "Here's what the Word of God has to say, and here's something very important for you from God's Word today." If he can do that in the home, if he can do that with his friends, now he's ready to get married and do it with his own family. It's so basic. It's very basic to prepare a young man for marriage and for family.